I'd actually been in the park myself on Friday evening around 4 o'clock or so, and I noticed there was a bit of rubbish, you know, thrown down the hill. But then on Saturday morning, it was a whole different story. They had excelled themselves in the vandalism. They tore the bin apart. They threw the rubbish everywhere and smashed all the bottles and pathways and threw the glass under the field as well too. Kicked off the dog foiling box as well. So terrible, just absolutely terrible.
And this park is used regularly by local people?
Very much so, yeah. You know, you get a lot of dog walkers who would use it in particular, and obviously young children, bikes, and, you know, because it's safe, it's all away from the road, it's a very safe, enclosed park, and these vandals just decided to use that as well too, and just wreck rings around them for no reason whatsoever.
And there were calls for the council to kind of step in, but do you think this would put an end to it?
Well, I have spoken to Clensen there about this. I've sent them the photographs. There was also a lady's dog injured on Saturday afternoon. Cut its paw quite badly, actually, because of the glass. So I'm asking council to actually remove the bin completely. You know, that doesn't help people who, you know, have to carry the rubbish from one end of the park to the other. But at the end of the day, if they're going to continuously, you know, attack and target this particular section, then there's not, I think that's just the wisest thing to do, is to remove the bin completely.